Thursday, May 25th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Take advantage of great savings now through Saturday at Costa Sure Fine Food Shop in Cowdersport during their Memorial Day Savings Sale and save lots on these featured items. Choose from a variety of Bush's Baked Beans, two 28-ounce cans, $3. 30-ounce jar of Kraft Mayo or Miracle Whip, only $2.99. And two 8-count packages of Stroman Hamburger or Hot Dog Rolls for only $4. Buy one of the following items, get a second one free. Ken's Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, 20-ounce bottles of Heinz Ketchup, Stroman 20-ounce loaf of D'Italiano Bread, assorted varieties of Lay's Potato Chips, and a variety of 48-ounce cartons of Perry's Premium Ice Cream. Make sure to check out this week's flyer for lots more great savings at Costa Sure Fine Food Shop in Cowdersport. Costa Sure Fine, all the best for less. Like them on Facebook.
Penn State says it'll be mostly cloudy today with a high of 69. Steady rain tonight, a low of 52. Rain again tomorrow, high around 60, and overnight low of 50. On Saturday, showers will taper off as the day goes on. We'll have a high of 64. Partly cloudy skies Saturday night with a low of 50. It is May 25th, and on this day in 1927, the Ford Motor Company announced that its popular automobile model, the Model T, known as the Tin Lizzie, would no longer roll off assembly lines. Instead, the discontinued car would be replaced by the more modern Model A. The first Model T was manufactured in 1908. By 1918, half of all motor cars in the entire world were Tin Lizzies, but it ceased being produced 90 years ago today. In today's news, Cameron County Chamber of Commerce has teamed up with the Pennsylvania Department of Health and University of Pittsburgh to create a 1.67-mile walking loop through Emporium. The route is marked with green circles featuring an arrow. The Walk Works Trail will be highlighted during National Trails Day, Saturday, June 3rd. Participants are encouraged to meet at the starting point, which is the gravel parking lot off of Chestnut Street near West Creek Rails Trail. Maps and personal walking journal can be picked up at the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce. The route was selected by representatives of Sylvan Heritage Council, Lumber Heritage, the Chamber, and Emporium Borough. Across the state, there are walk work trails in 14 counties. McKean County has 6, one at the Pitt Campus in Bradford, others in Eldred, Kane, Mount Jewett, Fort Allegheny, and Smethport. Walk Works identifies and promotes safe walking routes and supports walking groups. In other news, both people involved in a domestic argument last Sunday afternoon have been cited for harassment. Authorities say that 37-year-old Joshua Maines and 35-year-old Tiffany Sue Maines of Burndale were involved in an argument which escalated to the point where they shoved and hit each other. Disorderly conduct charges have been filed against 19-year-old James Bullers of Ridgeway. State police there say that Bullers was found huffing Ultra Duster in the Walmart restroom Sunday evening. State police at Mansfield have arrested 18-year-old Tanner Kolb of Liberty for burglary. Troopers claim that
on several occasions
between April 1st and May 20th, Kolb stole $500 in cash and silver certificates
from the home of
60-year-old Daniel Kolb. He's now facing charges of burglary, criminal trespass, theft by unlawful taking, and receiving stolen property. Police did not indicate the relationship between the suspect and victim. Cowdersport-based state police are investigating a theft taking place on Grove Street in Ulysses. Sometime May 15th or 16th, thieves took a yellow and black DeWalt three-quarter impact wrench valued at about $250. The burglary occurring on West Street in Ulysses is also being investigated by state police at Cowdersport. Burglars broke a basement door to gain entry to a house belonging by an Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania couple. between February 26th and April 10th. It appears that nothing was actually taken, although the residence was ransacked. And a theft occurring on North Baker Hollow Road in Sweden Township sometime over the past several months is being investigated by state police at Cowdersport. Thieves took a tree stand and an aluminum tabletop at a camp owned by a Landenburg, Pennsylvania man sometime since September 1st. Total mischief occurring on Jackson Road in Ulysses is being investigated by troopers at the Cowdersport Barracks between 1 p.m. Sunday and 4:30 p.m. Monday. Vandals damaged an electric fence surrounding 12 beehives owned by Derek Hamilton of Ulysses. Anyone with information about any of these Potter County incidents is asked to call the Cowdersport Barracks at 814-274-8690. Minor injuries were reported for a Dubois
tractor-trailer operator
following a mishap Tuesday afternoon on the Rich Valley Road in Chippen Township, Cameron County. State Police and Emporia report that Christopher Sayers was going west when the top of his tractor trailer
caught and pulled down phone wires,
causing the rig to go out of control and off the road where it hit an embankment and then came back onto the highway before stopping. The rig was disabled in the mishap and had to be removed by heavy-duty tow. And State Police at Mansfield have arrested 19-year-old Brian Meese of Westfield for possessing drug paraphernalia. State police claim Meese's probation officer found him in possession of an open shoebox containing drug paraphernalia when he visited on May 7th. Charges are pending in district court. Black Forest Weather Observatory Price has our high yesterday was 69. The overnight low was 51. He received 0.38 inches at his location. We had 0.31 inches here on Fishing Creek in the Black Forest. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:39 p.m. That'll give us 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.